Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. "O my Lord, what shall we do?" the servant asked. "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed, "O Lord, open his eyes so that he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. That's 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 15 through 17. The Aramean army had surrounded the city of Dothan during the night. Elisha's servant saw the strong force of their enemy and knew the danger of an ensuing attack. When he reported to Elisha this impending danger, the prophet rested his servant's fears by revealing to him the size and strength of God's army that stood between them and their enemy. God would have all of us who serve him to see his great power. We should not be afraid, because living by faith in Jesus Christ is to know the strength of the Lord. He is with us. And if God is protecting us, providing for us, then he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. This is Max Pratt thanking you for listening today to this edition of Moments. We seek to provide a spiritual blessing for you to take with you, and our message from the Word, along with our songs of faith, are shared with prayers that the Lord will use them to make a difference in your life. Elisha's servant saw God's mighty army protecting them against their foes that day. Every day, we need to see God's heavenly power.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up. To see you shining in the midst of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up to see you shining in the midst of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. Shining in the midst of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up to see you shining in the midst of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 holy.
Elisha had been foiling the plots and plans of the king of Aram. He would plan an attack upon Israel, and Elisha would sound the warning to Israel's king. This enraged the king of Aram. When he was told that it was Elisha the prophet who was telling his king every movement he made, he sent out what he thought would be a very adequate number of his army to capture Elisha. He, like the servant, had no idea the size of God's heavenly army that protected his prophet. Did you notice from our opening reading how that Elisha was not alarmed? When the servant came in telling his master of the circumstances with the question, "What shall we do?" Elisha was calm. He was not shaken. Instead, he began to calm his servant's fears. Elisha asked the Lord to take care of those fears by opening the eyes of his servant to see something that was not visible through his human eyes. He saw the enemy. He saw the danger. He saw the hopelessness of their escape. But he could not see what Elisha could. In a miraculous way, the curtain is drawn, and God's heavenly power is revealed to the servant. The scriptures speak of death being our enemy. We are told death is the last enemy that we face. When the Apostle Paul encouraged Christians to hold tight to their faith in their hope of the resurrection from the grave, he wrote, "Death has been swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?" The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law, but thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Like Elisha's servant, God has revealed the power of Christ's resurrection. He has conquered death, and He conquered the grave. This same inspired apostle wrote to Christians these truths: "If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things?" That scripture reassures us that in all things God is helping us through it. No hardship, persecution, famine, poverty, or danger. The Apostle Paul further writes in Romans chapter 8, "In all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation shall be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Our faith in the saving power of Jesus' blood, the faith that holds our hearts true to Him, opens our eyes to the powers of heaven. The one sacrifice of Christ upon the cross of Calvary is the power to set us free from the bondage of sin and the curse of death. This trust that we have in Christ leads us through life's trials and its troubles, and then it takes us by the hand and leads us through death itself. Death becomes only a transition from the physical, the perishable, the mortal, into the immortal, imperishable part of life that God has prepared for His children. I hope and pray today that you can see the heavenly powers. They are revealed through Jesus Christ and His dying for sin, His resurrection, that we can live forevermore. Can you see the victory? Can you see the eternal life in your future? If not, we would direct you to the Word of God. The letter of Revelation pictures the powers of heaven when Jesus comes as the rider of the white horse, and with His armies, He comes from heaven. He is the King of kings, and He is the Lord of lords. He will save all who claim Him, who follow Him, and who serve Him faithfully until He comes. Lord, let all who hear Your word today see Your heavenly power. Amen.
You are Lord of creation and Lord of my life, Lord of the land and the sea. You are Lord of the heavens before there was time, and Lord of all lords You will be. We bow down and we worship You, Lord. We bow down and we worship You, Lord. We bow down and we worship You, Lord. Lord of all lords You will be. You are King of creation and King of my life, King of the land and the sea. You are King of the heavens before there was time, and King of all kings You will be. We bow down and we crown You the King. We bow down and we crown You the King. We bow down and we crown You the King. King of all kings You will be.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.